here in Anaheim, and I have my first guest today is Anusha Askuyan with Ship & Shore Environmental. They are a complete source for industrial air pollution abatement. Their engineers offer extensive process review and customized solutions that maximize your competitive edge by improving overall performance and lowering emissions. Anusha, she's actually been on, you were on the show back in 2016. I mean, this has been a while back when we were actually out at here in Anaheim.
That's
so,
right.
We had a great discussion. And so I want to welcome you back on the show. Thanks for coming. And I guess, first of all, for our listeners who may not know a lot of background of your company, you're based out in this area, in California, right?
Right, we are. We are in Long Beach. First of all, I should say thank you for having us back on your show.
Yeah,
and
sure.
It's always great to be able to share a little insight on the industry as well as all else that we can provide.
And you guys are doing great work, too. I follow a lot of your updates via email, some of the press releases you put out. So some of the technology that you all have developed for abatement is incredible. We'll get into some of that. But yeah, please begin and share a little bit about the background, the history of the company
before we start. Yes, we are here in actually Long Beach, California.
Yeah.
And despite all people think that it's impossible to manufacture in California, we are an engineering manufacturing company that provides all A to Z solution for any processor of any kind.
Okay.
And usually one of our specialties is to be able to go inside the plant and identify the potential sources and all that needs to be done, do testing, and all the way through engineering design and fabrication and manufacturing of what the solution may be for the clients.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about some technology that you all manufacture.
Absolutely. Naturally, there are a few different solutions and possibilities for being able to control and destruct the emissions that are coming off of the off of the process. For most parts, styrene gel coat applications and making the fiberglass as it is widely used across all different types of sports. I usually refer to it, and people say sports. So yes, we've got boat manufacturers, RV manufacturers, cars, and just all different types. And nowadays, with the ever growing sector on the energy, as well as doing the wind powered, just anything and everything that you can possibly come in contact with that has been made with the fiberglass in mind, we're able to address the solutions. For most part, you basically have to collect all of the styrene emissions and all the other chemicals that are in the plant. So collection of it is one side that we are very strong in, trying to go exactly to the source rather than doing a huge air intake from the facility. We try to customize it by doing it directly from the sources and then eventually take it to our systems. Naturally, two of the systems that have been widely used, one is referred to as regenerative thermal oxidizers, which a lot of the people that are in the industry are very familiar with. If not, they should become familiar as their processes expand. And another way is if the operation is extremely vast and distributed in number of buildings, we try to use a concentrator along with an RTO to regenerate all of it on site rather than having any waste generated as a result. But more importantly is looking at the overall plant and the way it has been laid out, no two plants ever are the same.
So and that's key to it, because you have to go in with your team of engineers, obviously, and there has to be a diagnosis and assessment to begin with, first and foremost, before any recommendations are made, right?
Absolutely. Yep. And that's why we usually refer to our solutions as a custom design solution. We don't have off-the-shelf equipment that is ready to go and and just put it together. So the customized solution also offers a lot of energy recovery that could be brought back to the plant, which is an important issue. A lot of people really don't look at it as much. And my biggest thing has always been your emissions are your assets. If you want to capture it and bring
it
back
right.
as a source of heat, many clients are aware that you do need to heat the molds somewhat or keep it at a controlled temperature, or even the ovens where the curing takes place for a little bit of time, depending on what the process is, whether it's a large tub manufacturer.
Sure.
And as such, they do need to have that temperature available to them. So that emission has heating value. So what we do is after going through the process of combustion through our system, we bring the heat back. Mm-hmm. Therefore, they can turn down their gas usage based on using heaters, localized heaters, and other things. So a lot of times the projects are also incentivized through various entities, and that's something that most people are not fully aware of. And I referred to it years ago when we wanted to save on natural gas usage. Everybody was updating and upgrading their water heaters in their homes, and they got rebates. So what we have is for the industrial applications, we have major incentives that we work through for them with the local entities that are providing all the funds are available.
Okay.
And when I tell them, hey, you get $500,000 check coming back after you've invested in your project, they're like, no.
Wow, that's a little incentive right there to make.
That is, so it pays to become environmentally conscious.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And given the environment, obviously, especially where you guys are located here, it's even more so, but even, you know, throughout the U.S., how big is your team, and do you, I guess you
our
cover,
reach.
Yes, your reach. Worldwide?
Well, worldwide geographically, but all of U.S. and all of Canada, and we have done systems all across, and one thing I forgot to mention, we have been established since year 2000.
Okay.
And some of the original team members are still with us, and they have always been very involved in developing, doing a lot of R&D research and development on new technologies and house and what else. So, and we do have a lot of sales engineers in other states that do cater to clients in various locations, as well as seeing the need years ago, about 6 years ago, we teamed up with a group in China, in Shanghai, to do work for China in China.
Okay.
We were invited to work closely with China EPA and provide solutions there. And we have recently, just about a couple of years now, started working with a team in India. Naturally, two sources that are very heavy in industry and do a lot, and great, huge countries in many ways, despite of the political situations and climate that we have right now with China.
Yeah.
We have no boundaries in our air. Therefore, whatever they do will eventually end up breathing.
Right.
So as great as U.S. has been about enforcement and having rules and regulations in place, other countries are beginning to look into it, as skeptical as we may be about what they're doing, but we do have offices and representation over there as well.
Okay, fantastic.
So it's not fully global all around, but we are expanding our footprint.
Sure, sure.
That's right.
Very good. And how can, you know, our listeners, I want to let them know where they can find out more, obviously, at your website, shipandshore.com.
That's
but if they need to, I guess, reach out, or if they need some... someone to kind of walk them through or give them a consultation about their manufacturing plant, who would they reach out to?
We would be more than happy to take their calls.
Okay.
We still do use telephones rather than all our next generation that only texts.
Right.
So they can call our number, which is 562-997-0233. Okay. We do have a 24-hour response team that if someone really needed to talk to us in the middle of the night and we, you know, we're able to capture that. We do have a chat, live chat on our website.
Okay. Yeah, I noticed
which
that
is
earlier.
Right.
Yeah.
Ship and shore, and the word has to be spelled out.
Right.
So as soon as the message comes in, we usually capture their telephone, email. If someone is really immediately in need, we get up and go to wherever the site may be. As I said, we do have a lot of service team members across the country, as well as sales engineers across the country. So we try to pair them up with whoever that is closest. But most likely, if there was ever a need where I had to get involved, just because of all the years of experience in developing the technology, I am always available to people.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And outside of composites, you guys, I noticed from your website, you guys are in, you know, obviously in the, you know, petrochemicals, food manufacturing, paint, coatings, you name it. So even pharmaceuticals. So guys are in a number of different industries. So
yes, just because naturally, anytime the usage of any chemicals of any kind becomes large enough that it has to be controlled and it has to at least be monitored, we can come in the picture. And we have had clients, believe it or not, that we have been in conversation with over a decade to get them to where they need to be. And eventually, once they're ready to take their expansion to the next level, then we provide them with solutions. So not everything has to be an equipment purchase oriented, but I always try to let them know that you really need to keep your records totally intact and know where you're going, have a plan for your expansion, and industry changes needs change. And we are no longer looking at the same industries as we were 10 years ago. Now a lot of new ones are coming online, but we do cater all across. So that's why we have a really great grasp of what it requires to manage this now, no matter where the industry is. But we have done a lot of work with the composites.
Fantastic. Do you all have, I'm curious, do you all have any representatives in Washington that kind of stay up to date with, you know, regulations and things like that? What's on the, what's coming up on the horizon?
That's right. Interestingly enough, I need to share this. A lot of the regulation within the country usually starts within the local agencies.
The local agencies, yeah.
And then some of them, like what we have here in Southern California, South Coast Air Quality Management District, SCAQMD, and Bay Area the same way. But at least California is probably one of the strongest across the nation, and everybody fears them.
Right.
And they also are even stronger than EPA in enforcement and development and rulemaking. So a lot of the local agencies are very strong, and we do provide them with engineering know-how in the terms of what is available in the marketplace and what has been developed in order for the enforcement to become stronger and bigger. And then Washington, we basically follow what EPA is trying to do, but not necessarily. It doesn't get to the EPA level until the locals are enforcing them.
Sure.
But there are a number of facilities that are large enough that they directly fall under Title V of EPA, which they will eventually have to do this as well. So we try to do our homework. We're constantly up to date with all the rules and regulations and have a good working relationship with major states. California is very strong in enforcement. Texas is very strong. TCEQ is very strong in enforcement all across. Ohio as well, with Ohio EPA. A lot of the states on the East Coast, Upper East Coast, are also extremely strong, and seems like then they'll eventually move their way all back towards the center of the country.
Right, absolutely.
Right.
Very good. Well, Anusha, this has been fantastic. I want to say thank you for joining me. And again, the website is shipandshore.com. And I've got it streaming on the ticker there so people can see it if you're viewing it live. But thank you so much for stopping by. And enjoy. How do you, what's your impression so far on CAMEX? Is this your first day or is
this is my first day?
Okay.
This is my first day, so I am going to walk around back alive.
It really is.
3D rather than 2D.
Yeah, there's something about being in person. It just it beats the virtual.
It definitely
experience.
Does, and I'm very happy to say that we have all survived the COVID era.
Absolutely.
And hopefully not have to face anything like it ever again.
Sure.
With some changes and modifications in the overall mindset of everyone that we are coming in contact with. But it's all great. But thank you so much for giving us the opportunity and a voice to share our story.
Always, always. Best
thank
of
you.
Success and to your company, and look forward to having you back on again soon.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back again to another live segment here at CAMX 2022.